Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Caffè 2.0. Internet dalla parte di chi lavora. Con Valentino Spataro.
Buongiorno a tutti. Ieri sono stato a un meetup qui a Milano. Che notizia è? È una notizia, perché si sta facendo molta fatica, per noi che l'abbiamo organizzato in passato, a riorganizzarne altri, a riprendere, ma anche un po' tutti. Sostanzialmente ieri c'era questo evento che mostrava come era stato integrato Alexa con Raspberry, una cosa bellissima per facilitare l'accompagnamento audio guidato nei musei, qualcosa che sicuramente porterò anche a Brera con me nel raccontarlo poi ai ragazzi. Ci siamo incontrati una quindicina di persone. Dopo il primo minuto di disorientamento, perché c'era una luce forte, comincio a guardare l'uno, l'altro, faccio ma tu sei, insomma, quasi la metà dei partecipanti già li conoscevo e venivano da Milano Chatbot. E è stato molto bello. Beh, le relazioni, come vi ho detto, non è che fossero sull'intelligenza artificiale, però erano basati sui AWS e quindi tutte quei servizi in cloud che ti permettono, servizi as a service che ti permettono di andare più veloce. Viene chiamato in gergo anche serverless e cose di questo genere. Quindi si andava a avvicinarsi un attimino anche ad alcuni temi legati proprio all'intelligenza artificiale. Nel cercare stamattina su internet alcune informazioni sull'addestramento dell'intelligenza artificiale, mi sono imbattuto su un paio di informazioni molto interessanti. Innanzitutto ci sono già tanti articoli che spiegano come sviluppare un'intelligenza artificiale, diciamola così, da zero, from scratch. And this method is really interesting because you can follow online the issues discovered by the others, and you can go further to choose between your favorite solution. This is described exactly when you try to do on your machine or as a service, because it's not really the same thing. It's something very unusual, but you can have your artificial intelligence inside in your machine. The little issue is that you have to wait just 24 hours for a single answer to a simple question. There's differences about fusion, or nuclear fusion, or other things like this. And you need 64 gigabytes for a PC of RAM and 8 CPUs, but you can also use your device, your PC for other things. So the issue on artificial intelligence is not the software, is hardware, because you need so much power, so much CPU or GPU to make all the calculation and computation that absolutely isn't possible on your machine. But my question is it so long to have an answer from a pre-trained model of an answer on everything, or we can have an easier and faster answer if we pre-train little context? The main issue is we have to have the data to make the model, to train to make synthetic data, train the model, and test, and so on. So if you have the first data to work on it, on them, it's okay. But if you don't have anything, you probably need to split the components of the process from sub-processors, probably on cloud, like AWS, and to have little results, but can be useful. So, as 5 years ago, my question is the same. Where is a simple tool to develop a little model inside my hardware? Nobody has solutions. You can find some links on Caffè 2.0 in Linkography. You can train your experience looking for artificial intelligence in Italian, and guidelines, always in Italian, or introduction. Yes, introduction is the hashtag I've used. So, so many tools we can try to use, but nobody tries effectively to start. So when I received an answer from a question from a user in Chatbot Meetup asking, I would like to start, someone can teach me how to start, I answered, do you have the right machine to make your test? Because if you want to work with with solution as a service, you have no problem. But if you want to have all inside your machine, it's really an issue to solve. So curiously, the first element every guidelines introduction make of this issue is, be focused on the solution you are looking for. This is, as always, the same question for chatbot, more important, also for artificial intelligence, what do you want to solve? Write the big fonts, big charters on your wallet in front of you, and after, take a solution. This is an unusual coffee 2.0. I didn't imagine I could talk in English in this way. And sorry, I don't know if I will do it once again. Bye.